Good morning, Memphis, and happy Independence Day. It is too hot for coffee this morning. Pass the iced tea with the lemon, Alex. I wanted some of that iced tea this morning. You are on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program this morning with me, Joe Garner, Mortgage Loan Officer with Evolve Bank and Trust. And with us today, we have Jeremy Bellman and Alex Craig of Memphis Turnkey Properties. Good morning to both of you, Alex and Jeremy. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. First of all, thanks for having us back on. It's a pleasure to be here. I got to tell you, Joe, I'm a little bum this morning. I got here, Alex got some breakfast from Sonic, and he didn't bring me anything. So,
what's up with that?
I guess he's trying to get back at me for the other day when I brought donuts to the office, and I didn't bring him anything. So, I guess I'll try to make it through the show.
Yeah, that was rather rude.
Really? Hey, well. I know one of our listeners, our regular listeners, Charles, had mentioned about bringing us some donuts up here. Charles, are you out there? I hope he does. Alex, tell us a little bit about you.
Hey, thanks for having us back on the show, Joe. We had a lot of fun last time. I'm looking forward to it again. I own 20 investment properties here in Memphis, Tennessee, and run a company called Memphis Turnkey Properties, which helps other individuals get into real estate essentially from anywhere around the world.
That's great. Well, I'm glad to have both of you on. You've been on before, and we've just gotten all kinds of great comments, so I'm just so happy to have you back. Our topic today is traditional money, private money, your money. Give us a call, and let's talk at 901-535-WREC. That's 901-535-9732.
Yeah. Joe, there's a lot of information in the news this week. A pretty active week. So tell us what's going on.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, we've had a lot of news, and of course, a lot changed yesterday. Mortgage rates are surprisingly staying low, even though demand seems to be picking up in the real estate markets. How long is the party going to last? Well, I still have the party plates out at work, hoping the low rates will last a little longer. Most believe relatively low rates will last through the election, but there will be some ups and downs. However, the very factors that are keeping our rates low, Jeremy, could very easily cause them to go up. So if the numbers are working for you to purchase a home or refinance one today, do it today. The European debt crisis has investors fleeing to the United States bonds as a safe haven. Also, our Federal Reserve has agreed to continue their bond buying campaign under the Operation Twist through the end of the year. But as you know, yesterday a lot happened over there in the European market on the bailout situation. So if that becomes a safer haven, it's a very good possibility our rates are going to start heading right up again. The 30-year fixed rate has been unchanged this week at 3.89%. 1 year ago, the mortgage index stood at 4.79%. 4 weeks ago, it was 3.94%. So you can see we're kind of in the bottom of the trough right now. The benchmark 15-year fixed-rate mortgage remained unchanged at 3.16%. The benchmark 5/1 ARM, that's the loan that's fixed for the first 5 years, then turns into an adjustable rate, rose to 3.02% from 2.97%.
Sounds like it's a good opportunity to consider maybe a 30-year mortgage into a 15-year.
You know what? You're exactly right, Alex. Uh-huh. The opportunity is the word of the day today. National Association of Realtors reported that the pending sales on homes across the nation has increased. By lowering that inventory, it is pushing up prices. And is there a recovery starting to kick in, guys?
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. I tell you what, interest rates, these are unbelievable numbers. I've seen interest rates this low, certainly not in my lifetime. And, certainly an opportunity not only for homeowners, but for investors as well.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're here today. It's very good that you're here today to talk about what you're going to talk about. Lennar Corporation, one of the nation's largest builders, says demand for new homes has increased significantly compared to last year. Lennar received orders for 4,481 new homes in the second quarter of this year, 40% more orders than the same period last year. So that's looking like recovery to me. The Home Affordable Refinance Program, or the HARP, is still top news around the nation. The government HARP program allows underwater homeowners to refinance their home, even though they owe more on the house than the current value. So if you know somebody out there who's underwater and they're trying to swim around with that way, give us a call. Susan Ballou, my very capable assistant, and I would love to help them. You can call us directly for a private conversation at 901-482-0354. We've been able to save people a few hundred dollars or even several hundred dollars per month on a refinance. And in some cases, we've been able to save the homeowner several thousand dollars just by shortening the term and in a lot of cases lowering the payment and are keeping it the same and shortening the term, knocking several years off the mortgage.
So you mentioned the HARP program, Joel, but what do you do in cases where people don't qualify for HARP? Are there other opportunities?
That's an excellent question, Jeremy, and yes, there is. There is other opportunities out there. If you do not have a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac loan that would qualify for the HARP refinance, maybe you have an FHA loan that we can streamline without an appraisal, or even there's other ways to do that too. We really get into the customer's their specific scenario in order to see what we can do to get around that that low value. But if your FHA loan was originated prior to May 31st, 2009, you'll probably qualify for that lower mortgage insurance program where they've almost virtually eliminated the upfront mortgage insurance and they've cut in half that monthly mortgage insurance. So that's a great opportunity. Our topic today is traditional money, private money, and your money. If you want to talk about this topic or any other topic like loan refinances, home purchases, credit, or anything else you want to talk about regarding real estate or your money, real estate money, join us at the coffee table this morning by dialing 901-535-WREC. And if you want to talk with me or if you want to talk with my assistant Susan Ballou privately after the show, you can reach us at 901-482-0354. That number again for a private conversation is 901-482-0354. We've been talking about traditional money for a few minutes, but Alex and Jeremy, tell us a little bit about what you can do for real estate investors and people who have private money to lend to an investor. Can you tell us a little bit about your business and what's involved with Memphis Turnkey Properties?
Absolutely. Well, we're professional real estate investors, and we've been doing this for several years now. Each of us owns our own individual portfolios of investment properties, and we provide a complete turnkey service. And what that means is it's a process from start to finish where we handle everything from the acquisitions to the rehab to tenant placement to property management on the back end. And really the goal is to provide a passive solution to investors looking to invest in Memphis, Tennessee from anywhere in the country and really anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. So we have opportunities because we're here locally. There are a lot of people on the other side of the country and the other side of the world who have researched the Memphis market and know that this is a great opportunity. But they need the services here locally. They need boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. And that's what our company does at Memphis Turnkey Properties. We are a turnkey service provider for individuals around the country and really around the world so that they can benefit by investing here and have us do the legwork for them.
So you could do that. You could service investors anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, but you can also do the same service for people right here in Memphis.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, just because, We offer this service, but it's really for local people also. I mean, people who are looking to get started and just need kind of that initial thrust mm-hmm. to get into their first investment property. So, yeah.
Alex?
Yeah, the private money is a big part of our business. As Jeremy mentioned, you know, we've got investors that buy property from all over the world. If you would have told me this when we first got started 5 years ago that we'd be selling properties to people in Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, I wouldn't have believed you, but you know, these people here, they're coming to Memphis, and they want to leverage their cash, too. And as you know, international investor cannot get financing on U.S. property. It's just not going to happen. So they right. have to go to individuals like myself, Jeremy, or anybody else that wants to be a private lender uh-huh. and give them a mortgage on the property. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a big part because when people come to us, we got to, like Jeremy said, we do everything to make the investment process happen for people.
Right.
So private money is a big part of it. Even U.S. investors, too, that have maxed out on the amount of Fannie Mae loans they have,
exactly.
they need private mortgage money, too. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've got a few private lenders that like to do a 20-year amortization with like a 5-year call on it. That way it gives them an exit out of the mortgage. Typically, they're getting rates of 8.95% and getting 5 points up front. So, right. you know, that's a return of 10%. And that property is secured. The mortgage is secured by the piece of property. And then
they
we're
put a lot of money down, too, don't they? Those yeah. foreign investors, they put like, what, 50% down?
Anywhere between 35 to 50% down.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just looking to leverage. I mean, they see an opportunity here. You uh-huh. know, the numbers work in Memphis. The properties are cheap. The rents are high. And the cash flow works. So, yeah, I mean, the private money is a you know, essential for growing our business.
We were talking earlier about these investors looking for safe havens. They're looking for places to put their money where they can make more money and keep it safe. That sounds like if you wanted to lend your own money on a deal like that, it might be a pretty good deal.
Well, you have an opportunity if you're looking to lend instead of get in as a landlord to invest with someone who has skin in the game. Mm-hmm. It's not a zero down scenario.
Okay. Mary, you're on the line with us. What can we do to help you today? We've got just a few seconds. We're probably going to have to come back to you after the break. But Mary, tell us a little bit quickly about your question. You there, Mary? Hello? Well, I guess we lost Mary on that one. I was hoping we could talk to her. But we'll be back just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about private money, traditional money, your money. See you back in just a moment.
I'm a teacher, and my kids keep me going all day. My feet needed help. I was using a gel insole when I heard about the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle Insole.
Only the 2-Ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The 2-Ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
The lightweight 2-Ounce Miracle insoles really help my feet.
Try the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
I'm Pat McClurkin. Get cash for your car. Don't trade it. Sell it to Jesse McClurkin. For a free appraisal over the telephone, call 794-AUTO. That's 794-AUTO. He pays cash for your car, offering the best prices for vehicles for over 50 years. Jesse McClurkin is a name you can trust. Remember, to sell your car for cash, call Jesse McClurkin at 794-AUTO.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
I'm a teacher, and my kids keep me going all day. My feet needed help. I was using a gel insole when I heard about the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle Insole.
Only the 2-Ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The 2-Ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
The lightweight 2-Ounce Miracle insoles really help my feet.
Try the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle Insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
600 WREC Sports. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Checking tennis, day 5 at Wimbledon underway. On the women's side, 6-seeded Serena Williams is in action right now in her third-round match against Zhang Ji. Now, Serena lost the first set 7-6 by dropping the tiebreaker 6-5. Williams did come back to win the second set 6-2. Right now in the third set, it is Zhang Ji leading Serena Williams 3-2. Defending ladies champion and 4th-seeded Petra Kvitova won her third-round match easily today in straight sets. She has yet to drop a set in the tournament. Golf third-round action at the AT&T National has been delayed and could be canceled altogether because of severe overnight thunderstorms in the D.C. area. If play resumes today or tomorrow, it'll be Hunter Mahan on top of the leaderboard at 7-under par. He's got a 2-shot lead over Brandon DeJong, Jimmy Walker, and Robert Garrigus. Tiger Woods is 5 shots back. Baseball, case you missed it last night, Diamondbacks down the Brewers 9-3 in that win for Arizona. Aaron Hill hit for the cycle for the second time this season. He's only the second Major League Baseball player ever to do that.
You're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program with me, Joe Garner, mortgage officer with Evolve Bank and Trust. With us today, we have Jeremy Bellman and Alex Cragg of Memphis Turnkey Properties, and we are talking about traditional money, private money, your money. give us a call and let's talk. 901-535-WREC. That's 901-535-9732. And we left off talking about that turnkey system that you have to help people get into property, where you offer a lot of the different services that they need so they don't have to have the headache of putting it all together and keeping it going. And we were also left off talking about private money, Alex, with you. Did you want to keep talking about that? Because I've got another question after that.
Sure. Yeah. You know, one of the questions we get when somebody wants to be a private mortgage lender is, how am I secured? Well, you know, first of all, the investor, whether it be a U.S. investor or international investor, they're putting down a substantial down payment, you know, anywhere between 35% and 50% down. And everybody knows what led to the you know, the housing downfall here, all the foreclosures, is a lot of U.S. investors are putting zero down. Zeros, mm-hmm. you know, that's easier to walk away from than somebody putting 35% to 50% down, which ultimately comes anywhere between $15,000 to $30,000.
Uh-huh.
So they're tied into it with a large cash deposit into the property. And then second, everything's done in the attorney's office. The private mortgage lender is named on a deed of trust, mm-hmm. and a note is drawn up. So
it's like traditional.
Yeah, I mean, it's the, you know, I tell everybody, you're the bank. It's just like you're the bank. All the legal documents, they record it, mm-hmm. and, you know, we get note servicer. So it's no different from, it's just like you're your own bank.
Right. You make mm-hmm. your own decision on who you want to lend to, what you want to lend on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of our private mortgage lenders, they want to know, you know, they're not from Memphis. We got a few up in Seattle, Washington. And they want to know the property's in good shape, so they'll order a property inspection.
Correct.
So yeah. they know what the property condition is if they have to take the property back. Now, you know, we're not the only ones that do this. There's a lot of private mortgage lenders, other companies that do what we do, and we all talk around. There has not been one case of default.
Like you know, Alex, we were talking at the coffee table earlier, and I'm kind of doing the math here. The risk on this seems to me to be pretty low, because if you're buying a property below market anyway, you're buying it at 60, 70 cents on the dollar anyway, mm-hmm. that investor's putting 50% down. Then the private lenders coming in on and lending the rest of it, they're, what are they looking like, 25% loan to value or something?
It's something similar to that. But you know, we like to look at it as if we sell a property for $60,000 for uh-huh. you know, an easy number, and somebody puts 50% down. So now they're lending out $30,000 property, you know, anywhere between worth seventy to eighty thousand, but that property is rented for $950 a month. So
wow.
if you took the property back, now you're in it for $30,000, and that property rents for $950 a month. We're managing the property, so it's still passive to the private uh-huh. mortgage lender. And now he's got a property that, you know, returns, if you just do a cash on cash return, I don't have a calculator here in front of me, but I'm guessing that's got to be somewhere close to 30% if you're, you know, receiving $950 a month. Of course, you've got, you know, taxes and insurance and property management, but still, uh-huh. that's not a bad spot to be in.
Even if you had, even the worst thing happened, you had to take it back. But if you didn't have to take it back, what's the typical rate of return for a private lender lending out to an individual, to investor?
Typically about 10%, because the rate that works that we found is 8.95%. Once you start getting a little bit higher, it's harder to sell.
Right.
And because the lender is getting 5 points up front, they're actually lending out less than what the mortgage amount uh-huh. is. So that rate of return essentially goes to 10%. Now, we have a few other private mortgage lenders that do interest only at a little lower rate.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's all, you know, it's open. There's no right or wrong way to do it. If, you know, obviously the lower the rate, the easier it is to sell and the more we could do. But 10% is on average about the return
mm-hmm.
Year after year.
The investor who's borrowing that money from a private investor, it's still pretty good because they put money down. They still got a positive cash flow.
Sure. And yeah, from the individual that buys the property, if they're just looking on a cash on cash return, it's still between 12 to 15%.
Right.
And if
yeah.
it's a U.S. investor, then all the tax, you get all the tax benefits and mm-hmm. the depreciation and all the reasons why you want to own real estate property anyway. So,
which brings me into another quick question. I wish we had more time to talk to you guys. It just intrigues me. But recently, Warren Buffett and Donald Trump commented on the opportunity to purchase single-family homes as an investment property. Why is now a good opportunity, and why is Memphis such a hot market for investors worldwide?
Well, I think a lot of people have seen the clip from Warren Buffett that came out a few months ago, and it's actually on our website too, memphisturnkey.com, if you want to view it. But Warren Buffett is famous for saying, when others are greedy, be cautious. but when everyone else is scared, be brave. And, you know, 5 years ago, everybody was buying like crazy because housing was going up and they were fearful that they were not going to get on this bandwagon. Now no one wants to buy because everything is perceived to be going down, but in reality, we're kind of reaching a bottom. So, you know, Buffett's comment was equities are really cheap right now. And if he had a way of buying several investment properties, single family houses specifically, he would do it because, and he would do it, he would not only buy houses, but do it on 30-year mortgages because it's a way of leveraging to buy an asset. Now, the one thing Buffett did point out was the property management as an obstacle, as a hurdle to overcome. And that's really where Alex and I come in, because if this is something that people are fearful of and it's preventing them from getting involved, our company, Memphis Turnkey Properties, provides in-house property management. So, you know, we're really an asset and a way to facilitate the process so that you don't have to worry about the headaches of property management.
Okay, we have a caller. And who's on the line with us this morning?
My name is Joe.
Oh, I love your name, Joe.
Wow, unique.
Okay, well, it's the Joe and Joe Show.
Yes.
What can I do to help you today?
Okay, I have a 40-year-old daughter with... three children. She's single, a professional, a registered nurse. She makes good money. But she's divorced now, and their income, her income has decreased since she bought the house with her husband. The payments are very high, and then she's scraping by, you know, with other bills and her house note.
Right.
And I've always said she needed to refinance. I think she's got a conventional loan at about around 6%.
You know, I think you're right. She does need to refinance. And it sounds like, Joe, that she would probably need to refinance. Again, we're back on the traditional money. If you could call us and talk privately either later today or Monday, I want to talk with you privately. I've got some questions I want to ask to make sure that, let's just see if your daughter qualifies for that no appraisal HARP program. And if she doesn't, as Jeremy was asking me earlier, let's see if I can get her qualified on another no appraisal program that might help her. That'll save her a lot on her cost.
Well, she was concerned mainly. The main point is that she does not have the cash available for the big fees on the front end of a new loan.
Well, we've got some fixes for that, too. On the HARP program, they actually allow you to borrow the closing costs and the prepaid taxes and insurance up to a point. On the FHA Streamline, they don't, but we've been able to find other places. We go treasure hunting. We're able to find other places where they can get money to use to pay for the closing costs. And if you're going from a 6% to a 3% or 3.5%, chances are it's going to be worth going the extra mile to get that money.
Okay.
But I appreciate you calling, being on the show. We're not drinking coffee today. We're drinking iced tea because it's so hot.
Yeah.
But call me, Joe. Call me at 901-482-
number written down here.
Okay, and if you don't get the number you're driving, go to my blog, mortgageloansblog.com, and you'll catch all of our former podcasts, and you can also get all of our contact information. But that number again is 901-482-0354.
Okay.
And Joe, thank you so much for calling.
I appreciate it.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left. Let's get back into that topic too, Alex, that you and Jeremy were talking about, the turnkey properties. We were talking about Warren Buffett's report, why it's a great opportunity right now to buy the single family homes as investment properties. Can we piggyback off on that topic again?
Yeah, I mean, let's get back to the property management aspect of this. I mean, real estate is different from other investment vehicles in that it is an active management process. I mean, the reality is, you know, there are a tremendous amount of benefits to owning single-family houses. We talked about the cash flow, you know, the opportunity to leverage if you finance the property. The biggest one is depreciation. You know, taxes are going nowhere but up over the next several years. If you own several houses, you have a shield, a tax shield. So that, and for me personally, that's one of the biggest benefits. But the property management is kind of the obstacle, the problem that a lot of people fear, because tenants, they need to be managed, and then things break, especially this time of year. We got a lot of condensers going out, and just, you know, it's an active process. So, you know, what we do in our company is we not only provide quality investment homes, but we provide management on the back end so that it's more passive to the end owner.
Well, that was my other question. We've got about 30 seconds. Real quick, why would someone local want to work with a turnkey company?
Well, you know, I don't know if I could finish this in 30 seconds, but the first thing you got to do is get started. And people have a tough time because it is real. It's not like your 401k statement. Mm-hmm. You get it in the mail, it drops 10%, and you throw it in the garbage. Mm-hmm. You know, real estate is hands on.
Right.
So working with us, we could help you. You know, if you bought a property from us, we would show you how to do it. That way, we prepare you to go off and build your own portfolio on your own. Mm-hmm. But you have to have the right pieces in place, and we could help you with those pieces.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk more with you guys, Alex and Jeremy, when we come back from break. But you're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program with me, Joe Garner, Evolve Bank and Trust. And with us, we've got Jeremy Vellman and Alex Craig with Memphis Turnkey Properties. We'll see you back. We want you to call us. So here's the number, 901-535-WREC. We'll see you back in just a moment.
What happens next?
Our Supreme Court has spoken.
Huge win for the Obama administration.
We are going to repeal it.
Happens here.
And replace it.
A new chapter.
News Radio 600 WREC.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-sized smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-600-4850. Try right-sized smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-600-4850. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-600-4850. 1-800-600-4850.
If you're looking for a church that's easy to get to from anywhere in Memphis, consider Idlewild Presbyterian Church at 1750 Union. Idlewild has a full slate of activities for families or singles. You're invited to worship with Idlewild at 11 a.m. on Sunday or listen to their worship service live right here on News Radio 600 WREC.
This is the Mid-South's news, traffic, weather, and Tiger Station. News Radio 600 WREC, Memphis. Depend on it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. West Virginia under a state of emergency after powerful storms were through there and several other eastern states.
Right now, as many as 2 million people are without power, and the power companies tell us it might be like that for a few days.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Springfield, Virginia. The storm's following day when temperatures topped 100 degrees across much of the region, and forecasts are calling for more hot weather today. And one of the biggest names in music could be changing her tune.
Adele is known for pouring her heart out, revealing some of the most devastating moments of her life through song. But finally, the singer has some good news to report, and she did it on her blog, telling her fans she's expecting her first child with her longtime boyfriend. She wrote that she wanted her fans to hear the news directly from her, but still asked for privacy.
Fox Radio, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Jeff Bryant. Hot conditions today as we top out near the century mark. No rain is forecast. Lots of sun, and it's going to be hot through next week with highs around 100, if not above. Overnight lows only near 80. By the way, no rain is forecast through at least Tuesday. I'm Jeff Bryant. It's Radio 600 WREC.
The news continues online and on demand at 600WREC.com. The stories you want when you want them. News Radio 600 WREC. Depend on it.
You ask me if I love you and if my love is true. Well, if I were a rich man, here is what I'd do. I'd buy you a diamond ring and a new fur coat or two. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you. I'd buy you a Cadillac, a new Mercedes too. I'd build you a mansion up on that mountain top. If my nose was running money, but honey, it's not. was running money, you'd have anything you please. Anytime you wanted cash, all I'd have to do is sneeze. Honey, you'd win the lottery.
Hey, I feel like I feel like I'm about to sneeze here. Okay, that was our very romantic song. One of those songs that makes you want to get close to your honey. If my nose was running money. But anyway, it's not.
The imagery from that song. Okay, I'm getting a little distracted here, but definitely a serenade to sing to the next gold digger woman that walks into my life.
Okay, you guys, I know you can't believe it. Well, we're really on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program today. Uh-huh. We are talking about money, though. I'm Joe Garner, mortgage officer with Evolve Bank and Trust. And with us today, we have Jeremy Vellman and Alex Craig of Memphis Turnkey Properties. Our topic today, traditional money, private money, your money. Give us a call at 901-535-WREC, and we can talk about anything. We want to talk about your refinance. You want to talk about buying properties, getting started buying properties. You want to talk about credit, just whatever. We're here for you. We're here to offer you solutions for your real estate financing needs. Again, that number is 901-535-WREC. We want to hear from you. We left off talking with Alex Craig of Memphis Turnkey Properties. And Alex, I just wondered how you got started in all this.
Well, it's actually a pretty long story, but I'll give you the short story of it as when I bought my property, and that's kind of leads into the question you asked in the last segment of, you know, why would somebody want to work right. with a turnkey property. My first property was listed on a HUD website auction for $59,000. So auction, you naturally think you're supposed to bid more. So mm-hmm. I bid like $63,000 for it. Come to find out, I could have got it for about $57,000. So I paid about $6,000 too much. I spent about $14,000 to fix it up, paid $3,000 for an air conditioner unit, and that sounds like a pretty reasonable price, but an air conditioner unit for an investor should only cost about $1,200. So that wow. house that I spent $14,000 to fix up today, and we've renovated close to 200 homes the past 5 years, I would get that house renovated for about $7,000. So paid about $6,000 too much, $7,000 too much on the renovation. So, you know, looking back, if I would have had somebody, maybe a turnkey company to buy for, that would show me, you know, how they did it and then empower me to go out and do it on my own, mm-hmm. then I wouldn't have made other mistakes down the road. And mm-hmm. it really took me to about my sixth or seventh property to I really sort of kind of getting it. Mm-hmm. And we're still learning. I mean, it's always a learning process. Sure. I mean, real estate or anything, you always continue
learn
to learn.
New every day.
Yes, you do. So, you know, and that's where a turnkey property comes in, because a lot of people, if they find out they paid too much, mm-hmm. then they couldn't get it renovated right, because working with contractors is not always the easiest thing in the world.
Right.
And, you know, that would turn off a lot of people. You know, luckily, I'm a very aggressive investor. You know, I've always been interested in real estate, and that's what I wanted to do, so I just kept mm-hmm. on going. You know, it was an expensive learning curve for me. But that's what my company does, is it takes out the expensive learning curves.
You know, Richard Scarborough, he's a realtor with First National Realty, and Kevin Perk is a blogger, smarterlandlording.com. They're our regular guest here, co-host here on this show. Mm-hmm. They'll be here next week, actually, and they talk a lot about that. You know Richard and Kevin.
Yeah, Richard and Kevin are great friends of ours. Richard's a mentor of mine, and, you know, certainly they're in terms of veterans who are doing this business at a high level, buying and holding property and self-managing them, they're a tremendous resource of information. But, you know, so certainly definitely listen to them next week. But we're affiliated with the MIG organization. And, you know, Richard and Kevin are both leaders.
And MIG is, for our listeners, MIG is?
It's the Memphis Investors Group. It's, right. it's called a Real Estate Investment Association.
Right.
Most of the major markets in the country have them. And Kevin and Richard are kind of the thought leaders. Really, yes. The thought leaders of that organization. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, you know, if you're going to self manage, definitely those are the guys you want to consult. But if you're looking for more of a passive, hands off solution, that's where Alex and I come in.
Right.
And Richard actually he's helped me save thousands of dollars. I mean, that's one of the first individuals I reached out to uh-huh. when I first started buying property, and he was a big help for us.
That's awesome. Well, you mm-hmm. know, I love the way you guys work together as a team, and you know, it's not a competition thing. The goal is to help the other person make the most money. And I love that about MIG. I love that about the people in MIG, that we have on the show. You guys are one of those.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of the homes that, you know, we purchase, I mentioned the contracting aspect of it, but most homes you're going to buy are distressed. So, Joe, do you have any loans? Do you have any loans for investors wanting to purchase real estate that need these extensive fix-ups?
I sure do. You know, that I'm an investor, too, not on the scale that you guys are, but some of the best deals you can buy, some of them are fix-ups. They're houses that need a lot of work, structural work, roof, rotted wood, electrical, plumbing, all kinds of problems. One thing that I do have to offer at Evolve Bank and Trust is the FHA Streamline loan and the FHA 203K. It's either a Streamline 203K or you can do the full bore 203K rehab process. I have that available for people buying primary residences, but we also have that coming up just in a couple of weeks. We'll have that available for investors as well.
Oh, interesting.
And what that will do, it'll allow you to put very little down on the property, and it allows you to borrow a lot of those rehab costs, which takes takes a lot of gives you a lot of relief on cash out. We were talking about leverage just a few minutes ago with you guys. Allows you a lot of leverage. Also, we have the Home Path Rehab Loan, and if you're buying a Fannie Mae foreclosure, that is, it'll have a sign out on the ad that says Home Path Qualified. We'll do those for either people buying a primary residence or for investors, and that doesn't have an appraisal. It doesn't have private mortgage insurance. It's very little down. It's a great opportunity if you want to buy a house really at a bargain deal and do the fix-ups. And the last one I want to talk about, certainly not the only one, is sometimes people come in and they say, Joe, we've got a great deal to buy this property as investment, but since it's 20% down, minimum down payment for investors, we don't have 20% down. What are we going to do? So we go treasure hunting, as you've heard me talk about on the show. There's a lot of places you can find money to close. And one of them is a cash out refinance, maybe on another property. It's called subordination of collateral. There's a lot of other places, too, I don't want to go into today unless you call. If you call, we can talk about it a little bit more. But so, anyway, that's my answer to the question.
So, Joel, where do you see the biggest opportunities for people right now in the current real estate market?
Well, we're talking about opportunities today, aren't we? What an opportunity. First of all, people who have an interest rate over 5% need to at least have the free evaluation done on their financing to determine the various scenarios that they could that might save them a lot of money. My assistant, Susan Ballou, and I will do this for you for free. There are other loan officers that will too, but if you want to give us a call, and we'd love to talk with you. My direct number is 901-482-0354. Secondly, if you are someone considering buying real estate here, here's some staggering numbers. Just to give you a comparison of where we were in 2006 compared to, say, last week, rates are about half of what they were at the peak of the housing bubble in the mid-2006 when the median house price was $250,000 and the average interest rate was, get this, 6.75 for a 30-year term. That was in 2006. The rate was 6.75. The median house price, $250,000. A person who bought a home in 2006 with 20% down would have made payments of $1,300 a month. Today, a person who buys the same house at the current median price of the home, which is about $162,000, would pay less than half that amount, about $600 a month. So where are the opportunities right now, Jeremy? It's time to buy houses, and it's time to refinance a few of them, too.
Wow. Amazing numbers.
Yeah, you mentioned interest rates. You know, as an investor, if you're talking about leveraging cash, you know, investors typically get loans for a little bit more than, you know, being a primary owner. But, we've had some of our investors get 30-year Fannie Mae mortgages at an interest rate of 4.5% over 30 years. Mm-hmm. So you're talking on a $60,000 property that rents for $900 a month, cash flows anywhere between $400 and $500. Mm-hmm. If you take out-of-pocket costs with that interest rate, the returns are, they're fantastic.
They're fantastic. And if you're comparing it to a CD or comparing it to some of the other investing vehicles right now, I think that it's much more attractive.
Yeah, and even Jeremy mentioned that the tax benefits are unreal.
Absolutely.
You know, taxes will go up. I mean, that's not disputable. And, you're going to want some tax shields. I had a guy out in Southern California who made a very good income. He was a single male, and I'm getting killed on taxes. So we talked. We put him into an investment property. He cash flows about $300 a month on it. And he gets a tax break, and
wow.
he couldn't be happier.
Well, at B&I Thursday, they asked me what my burning desire was. I said, I want to finish strong in my career, and I want to retire one day and spend a lot of time with my family and friends. and my financial advisor, and I've had several, Mark Ruhlman, and everybody knows Mark Ruhlman if you're in BNI, Zach Davis at Edward Jones. A lot of those guys have talked to me about continuing to buy into the stock market, but also to buy real estate, because real estate will provide you an income when you get ready to retire. It's a great way to build your retirement portfolio as well.
Absolutely, and it's a great way to diversify also. You're not putting all your eggs in just the stock/mutual fund basket.
Well, you're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program with me, Joe Garner, Evolve Mortgage Officer with Evolve Bank and Trust. We've got Jeremy Vellman and Alex Craig in here with us at the coffee table with Memphis Turnkey Properties. We want you to give us a call, 901-535-WREC. We want to hear from you. We want to hear any solutions you need or you'd like to talk to us about or anything you want to talk about. We want to hear from you. We'll see you back in just a moment.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently a stash was discovered in Europe, gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-922-5949. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-922-5949. 1-800-922-5949.
Join me, Joe Garner, Mortgage Officer with Evolve Bank and Trust, for the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program, where we offer you solutions to your real estate and mortgage needs, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Saturday on News Radio 600 WREC.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
600 WREC Sports.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In tennis, day five at Wimbledon going on right now. And on the women's side, six-seeded Serena Williams in a battle in her third-round match against Zhang Ji. Now, Serena lost the first set 7-6, came back to win the second set 6-2. But right now, she and Zhang Ji tied 7 apiece in the third set as they play in a tiebreaker. Now, defending ladies champion and fourth-seeded Petra Kvitova won her third-round match easily earlier today in straight sets. She has yet to drop a set in the tournament. Golf third-round action at the AT&T National will be played today following severe overnight thunderstorms in the D.C. area, but the start time pushed back to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Now, when play resumes, Hunter Mahan will be your leader at 7-under par. He has a two-stroke advantage over Brandon DeJong, Jimmy Walker, and Robert Garrigues. Tiger Woods is 5 shots back. In the NBA, the Mavericks, Clippers, Jazz, and Rockets were all involved in a 4-team deal. The big names being sent, Lamar Odom goes from Dallas to L.A., Mo Williams from L.A. to Utah.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here.
Is it hot enough for everybody today in Memphis,
Tennessee? That's
the
understatement.
Think you can fry an egg on the sidewalk. You are on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program with me, Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage officer with Evolve Bank and Trust. And with us today, we have Jeremy Vellman and Alex Craig with Memphis Turnkey Properties. And we also have Rich on with us at the coffee table. And by the way, Rich, we're drinking iced tea today. That coffee's just a bit too hot for us. How are you today?
I understand. I'm drinking iced coffee.
There you go. You had a question for us. What's your question, Rich?
I do. I have a primary residence and about 2,500 square feet, and I was thinking of about going on a tour of the United States and leasing for a couple of years and renting the property out.
Sounds like a fun trip.
A managed property, and then maybe finally turning it over into a total investment. I actually like to do more of these to augment my retirement income.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all got an answer for him on that?
Yeah, Rich, I'd probably say that sounds like a fun trip. I mean, who wouldn't want to go travel the country for a couple of years? I would say let me get your number after the show, and it sounds like a good idea. I mean, if you could rent your house out and it create a positive cash flow income while you're out traveling, that sounds like a very good idea. But off the air, let me get your name and number, and I'll contact you, and let's see what we could do for you.
All right, Rich.
Yeah, I have a couple of years to set this up. So I want to add more than one or two properties to this.
Okay. All right.
Sounds like you're talking to the right guys.
I mean, if you have equity in your property right now, you may be able to leverage that equity to pick up a couple more investment properties and increase your cash flow. Right now, you need cash flow more than equity. Cash flow is the name of the game for you.
Absolutely correct.
We're glad you joined us at the coffee table, and hope you'll call us back. And if you can get with Alex and Jeremy after the show, Rich, I think y'all can brainstorm some win-win scenarios.
I'll tell you what, Rich, the other thing you can do, you can go to our website, memphisturnkey.com, and just click on the Contact Us link, enter your details, including the comment, and we'd be happy to follow up with you.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Rich. You know what time it is? It's time for the Real Estate Tip of the Week, and I think I know who has that for us today, and it's Jeremy Vellman with Memphis Turnkey Properties. What's our Real Estate Tip of the Week, Jeremy?
Well, to all the investors out there, I would just say know what your portfolio objective is. Are you looking for cash flow, or are you looking for equity? And I know ideally you'd want to have both, and cash flow gets all the attention because you need to pay the bills now. But if you don't need money right now and you're looking for truly long-term investing, there is a way to leverage to get into better quality properties with financing and build massive equity over a period of time. And the way you can do this is with a certain type of 15-year financing program. And within the first, you know, within 5 to 10 years, you can see massive equity buildup. And there's actually a blog on our website, Memphis Turnkey, that talks about this. So bottom line is, what is your portfolio objective? Are you looking for cash flow, or are you looking for long-term wealth building? And depending on the answer to that question, that's how we set up your portfolio.
That's a great real estate tip of the week. I love the real estate tip of the weeks on the show. I learn something every time. Okay, well, I've got some quick announcements. You guys can still give us a call, 901-535-WREC, and get around the table with us. Talk Shop is a organization that offers free education and networking to anyone out in the community that is interested in real estate, or if you're just interested in business. Talk Shop, you can find more information about them at talkshop.biz, and that shop spelled the old English way, S-H-O-P-P-E, talkshop.biz. Talk Shop will not be meeting Wednesday, July 4th, but on July 11th, we'll be meeting, of course, at Hutchison School, 1740 Ridgeway, Memphis, Tennessee. Our speaker will be Caroline Blotty at Hutchison School, and we'll be talking about how businesses can impact our youth, and that's 9 to 10 a.m. on Wednesdays, not the 4th of July, though, at Hutchison School. And I just wanted to thank Hutchison School for hosting the free Talk Shop seminars this summer. Hutchison also has several workshops and programs being offered there during the week for not just the girls, but the boys and some educators. So for more information about Hutchison School, go to hutchisonschool.org. We've got a caller. We've got Bill on the line with us. Bill, join us around the coffee table. What you got? Bill, are you with us?
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
Hey.
What I have, this is Bill Kenner, Joe. How's it going?
Well, hey, Bill, you've been in the business
for years. Hey, Bill, how you doing this morning? I know you.
Yeah, Jeremy, good to hear you on the radio there.
Yeah, it's good to hear you
again,
what's
the name of your company again, Bill?
I'm the principal broker of Prime Properties.
Yes.
And I'm also a residential rental showing agent for those that want to bridge the gap between going it alone and using a property manager.
We're glad to have you on today. What comments or what questions do you have for us today,
Well,
Bill?
You know, Joe, over the years, I've managed to accumulate about 38 rental properties.
Wow.
Most of them have paid off now. But I sort of stopped buying, thinking that I was done.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting excited. I see this market like it was back in the day. And But I'm no longer searching the daily news and looking for the foreclosures. I'm just sort of out of touch with the buying side.
Uh-huh.
I wondered if these guys could point me in the direction of where to find some good deals without necessarily getting the management part.
All right. Well, Bill, what about you, Jeremy? Have you got something?
I mean, the first recommendation I would make is other investors. I mean, there are tons of other investors, smaller landlords like myself and Alex, who've got smaller portfolios with properties that they're looking to get rid of. I've got a guy that I met with a couple days ago. He's got a couple for sale, so I'd be happy to run those by you. And, you know, basically getting away from the traditional vehicles like the MLS and some of the other places where properties are marketed heavily, work the grapevine. Alex, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could get deals on the MLS, but your best deals are usually not found there. So, yeah, you know, MIG's a good source to go find some deals. Obviously, Jeremy and myself, we've always got deals. We manage 172 properties. So, you know, for one reason or another, we've got investors that sometimes want to sell their property. So, you know, you could contact us, but, you know, other investors.
Yeah. Draw me an email, Bill, or just go to our website, Memphis Turnkey, hit the Contact Us button, write your comment, and I'll respond to you in 24 hours and send you the list of a couple properties I've got that you can
take
a look at.
What's that website again, Jeremy?
Memphis Turnkey, with an N. It's not turkey, Turnkey.
It's not turkey. thank you, Bill. We're glad
to
have you on
Bill.
With us next week on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. We have Richard Scarborough that we've been bragging about down here today. And also Kevin Perk from SmarterLandlording.com. That's next Saturday. We're going to be talking about buying properties again. And happy 4th of July, everybody. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Drink lots of water. Take care of your pets. And we'll see you next Saturday.
Bye.